She's one of the most famous cows in history, but is she really to blame for the problem that she supposedly caused? The answer to that question is today's broadcast, and it's brought to you by the place where the West officially started getting wild, St. Joseph, Missouri. Plan your trip today at stjomo.com. The American countryside returns after this. We've all heard of a famous fire and Miss O'Leary's infamous cow.
We do know that it started in the barn behind Mrs. O'Leary's house on DeCoven Street, in a place actually now where the Chicago Fire Academy is, where firefighters are trained.
Peter Alter is a curator at the Chicago History Museum.
Mrs. O'Leary survived the fire. The fire essentially swept east and north from her barn, and her house was essentially slightly to the west of her barn. So her house did not burn down. So she was very much an outcast after that.
O'Leary was shunned by many in the city of Chicago. It didn't help that she was an Irish Catholic immigrant.
There was, of course, a prejudice against Roman Catholics and Irish immigrants at that time. So that made it a little bit easier to sort of push Mrs. O'Leary to the outskirts of Chicago culture.
It's taken over a century for people to officially stop blaming the cow that may have helped begin that 1871 blaze.
In the last 15 years, the Chicago City Council has essentially exonerated Mrs. O'Leary and her poor cow, Bessie.
The exoneration, though, came too late for O'Leary.
She lived to an old age after the fire, after 1871. She did not live a very happy life because she was seen as an outcast. There were not houses that were built up around her house, so she was not only socially an outcast, but physically an outcast.
The debate about O'Leary's cow aside, this was a devastating fire. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, and this week brought to you by stjomo.com. I'm Andrew McCrae.